think everybody's kind of found their spot, whatever they sing, or the all-souls just sitting where they want to, so. Glad to have Tim Stevens and his wife Vicki with us. We've been looking forward to this a couple of years, and it's here, and I think this will be very good for each and every one of us, whether you can read music or not read music, or I think it'll be good. I think it'll help us. I think we can be encouraged by it. I'm sure we can. We're going to do things a little bit differently tonight. We're going to have our opening prayer first, and then we'll turn it over to Tim. Tim will have the whole hour, including offering the invitation song, and then I'll do some concluding remarks, and then Jerry, I think, is leading us in a closing prayer. So we have some visitors with us. We're glad that you're here. So let's begin our worship. Sherman's going to come and lead us in the opening prayer, and we'll turn it over to Tim.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be able to come out in the middle of the week, Father, to study and hear another portion of the word. Bless the speaker this evening, Father, Brother Tim, as he put together this program, that everything that we do, Father, will be pleasing and accepted unto thee. Bless our sick, Father. Bless those who are shut in, a special prayer for those saints, Father, who are unable to come out to be with us at any time. Continue to bless our elders here, Father, as they go forward teaching and leading us, Father, in the way that we should go, that we may always follow the truth. Bless our preacher here, Father, Brother Chuck, as he labored with us, Father. Give him the strength and wisdom, Father, to always speak that word that is written on the pages of inspiration. Bless the saints all over, Father. And please, Father, bless this country. As we go forward in this life, give them the courage, Father, to call upon their holy name. Most of all, Father, thank you for your Son, who came to the earth and paid the ultimate price for mankind, which only he could have done. And please forgive us, Father, for the thing we've done contrary to thy word. This prayer I do ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Well, it's good to be with all of you. We've looked forward to this for some time, and I'm really glad that Vicki is with me on this trip. And I like to bring her with me. Not because she's a great alto, but she sings alto very, very well. I think you'll notice that because I'm putting pressure on her right now. But I've done that a few times. We've been married now for 48 years. Yeah, we're still together. I used to tell people, I said, my wife has a loud voice. And she said, I don't like the way that sounds. I said, well, you have a strong voice, but a strong alto. But anyway, she's very helpful to me when I do this kind of a training series. And I got away from several years ago from calling it a singing school. Seems like people, when they hear the term school, they just like, I don't want to go to a school. So began to think about what we're doing. We are bettering ourselves to be better worshipers of God. This is what it's about. It's not just about singing. It's about worshiping God, and that we worship him and learn how to do it more effectively. And some of you will say, well, I don't have a very good voice. I don't sing very well. People would come up to me in the past and tell me that. And I say, yeah, I understand. I know there are people that feel that way. But I thought, who am I to give anyone a pass from putting forth effort in praising God? And so I try to encourage you to think more about, it's not just singing. We're here to teach and admonish one another. And we're going to talk more about that as we go through each evening. And on the Lord's Day, planning on bringing a lesson and get more in depth into that looking at Colossians 3 and Ephesians 5, and not just look at the word singing, but there's much more to it than that. And I really want to encourage you, and I thank you so much for being here tonight. We'll take 1 hour, and I think you'll get a lot out of it tonight. But let me begin. I'm sure that you probably have heard Do Mi So Do. Some of you probably have heard that. Like, do, do. And I'm going to have here the bass in here in a moment sing a do, do. They're going to put the altos in with the mi and sopranos with the so and the tenors do. And so let's do it right now. Let's go, basses. Get a deep breath, guys. Do, mi, so, do. All right, let's go back again. Do, mi, so, do. All right. When we come to a song like that's coming up right here in just a moment, first of all, I want you to look at these round notes. You know, people will say, well, I don't know shape notes. I just, when I was in band or in choir, chorus, in school, we just dealt with round notes. Well, in the 11th century, someone came along and gave these names, these round notes. Being that we're in a key of C, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. See, those are all round notes, not a shape note there at all. People were learning how to sing the singing names or syllables at a very, many, many years ago. And it wasn't until around the 1800s that shape notes came about. And I'm going to explain that more as we go through this training series. But do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. How many of you are familiar with the musical Sound of Music? Remember that? Going back, let me just go back to these round notes. Maria was not teaching those kids how to sing shape notes. She was teaching them how to sing syllables. Do, a deer, a female deer. Re, a drop of golden sun. Mi, a name I call myself. Fa, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note that follows so. Tea, a drink with jam and bread. And that brings us back to do, so, mi, re, mi, do, mi, do, mi. And the kids were all asking, what's this about? She said, well, she went, so, do, la, fa, mi, do, re. So, do, la, ti, do, re, do. See, then you put words to it. When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything. And all of a sudden, they took off and went, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, mi, mi, so, so, re, fa, fa, la, ti, ti, so, fa. I mean, all of a sudden, they were singing harmony. They learned how to sing in about 5 minutes. I'll give y'all 10. just kidding. All right. So that was the whole idea. And so for years, you've been having someone get up maybe in front of you here to lead you in song worship, and they'll give you this do, or maybe do, mi, so. And you may think, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm just explaining here at the very beginning. You're going to hear me doing that all through this, starting always with a do. So let me go back here now to, here's the scale. Do, do it with me. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Come down. Do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. That's the foundation of music, is the scale. I mean, from those notes, every song you've ever heard in your life is coming from a scale. And so then I'm going to circle the ones that you hear a lot from the song worship leader. Do, mi, so, do. That's more of the song leader scale. Do that with me. Do, mi, so, do. A while ago, we start with the basses with that housetop shape, triangle. Do. And then the altos have the mi. That's the diamond shape. So, the oval, and back to do. I've tried to teach Vicky these shapes all of our married life, and the only one that she's really interested in is the diamond. It's called a me, and she said, me like diamonds. And I said, well, you just keep trying, and maybe you'll get something one day that you'll really like. All right, so now we'll get to the song, like When We All Get to Heaven. This song is in the key of C, which means do is Do, si, do. Now, I've got the basses right there. You see where your note is? Do, alto, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, do. Now let's sing. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansion bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Wonderful story of love. Again, we'll start with the basses. Do, alto, mi, soprano, tenor, sol, then soprano, do. There's your starting note. Wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love. Who wake the immortal strain. Angels with rapture announce it. Shepherds with wonder receive it. Sinner, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love. Wonderful, 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 wonderful story of love. You know the song, I Will Call Upon the Lord? Don't know that one? All right, we start with the basses. And really, tenors can join in too. Whoop, wrong one. There's our starting note, do. See, a while ago, do was here. Do. But now the key is now changed to a key of D. Was do. I will call upon the, I will call upon the. Let me go back. I didn't realize that other arrow was coming in there. That's pointing to the sopranos coming in on the same note. Do, ready? I will call upon the, I will call upon the who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth.
And blessed be the rock, and let the God of my
salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth. And And let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will wait upon the, I will wait upon the, he will fill me with new strength. I will fly with wings like an eagle. The Lord liveth. And blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth.
And blessed be the rock, and let
the God of my salvation be exalted. Now we'll stop right there, because I want to point out something here before we go any farther with this song. We have been singing it, the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock. That's the way we learned it. And I'm not trying to change you on that tonight. Once you learn a song, it pretty well stick with you from now on. But because there might be someone in the audience here tonight who is a music major, will come to me later and say, we're singing that wrong. I know. Just keep doing it. Okay. But I just want to point out here, you're going to see this more as we go along. But when, I think there's a pointer here. That note right there, two flags on it. When you see a note with two flags on it, you don't park. You get off of it quickly. And the way this is written, the Lord liveth and blessed be the rock. It's really the writer of the song wanted to emphasize rock, not blessed be the rock, but blessed be the rock. That was the whole idea of the way intended. I don't know who that was, but I know that's why they did it, because it's trying to emphasize rock over anything else. But we learned it, the Lord liveth and blessed be the rock. But the Lord liveth and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. That was the idea of the writer of the song. But again, once you've learned it, that's the way it's going to stick with you from now on. It's just that way. We can go to songs like, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer, that's what Redeemer lives. But the way it's written in the book, I know that my Redeemer lives. We didn't learn it that way. We learned it what we heard. And I heard someone a while ago before we started. I said, what are you singing? Which parts? I just sing. I just sing what I hear from others. And you know what? That's okay. That's all right. I mean, you want to just sing out. And a lot of times being around other people will help you. It's the way I learned to sing alto when I was a kid before my voice changed. My dad said, where'd you learn to do that? I said, I don't know, Daddy. I just picked it up at a singing, and I heard these women singing. It was what they called country alto. I still don't know what the difference is between an alto and a country alto, but I think it was really probably country. It was out in the country. So, but anyway, going back to the coda now. Y'all ready to go, guys? I will call upon the Lord. All right. Going back to this about singing these notes, we got to sing just right. I'm not going to be hammering that. Like, oh, we didn't get that right. Let's work on that. I'm not about to do that with you. The thing is, we want to emphasize other things that are more important than that. When we miss notes, so what? We miss a note, we all do. It's not if we do it, it's when we do it. And so I'm not going to be criticizing you on that. There's something that I picked up on years ago from a fella that I heard singing one time. I thought, he must have the worst voice I've ever heard in my life. I mean, it was terrible. And it was terrible. And then he came to me one day and he said, I want you to teach me how to lead singing. I'm thinking, how's that going to work out? I was not really feeling really good about this, but I went to his house that night and his wife answered the door and said, you guys go in the back room and close the door, and we don't want to hear what's getting ready to happen. Well, and I was a little nervous about it. So I go back there. He sits down on the bed there, and I'm standing in front of him. I'm not feeling real comfortable anyway. But this guy, he stood 6'4", former Marine, served 2 tours of duty in Vietnam. He volunteered each time. And he guarded the embassy there in Saigon. So, I mean, this guy said, be in my house at 7. I was there about 15 minutes early. I mean, I got there on time. But when he told me, he said, teach me how to do this, we open up the book, this songbook that you have right here. Turn to Lord, we come before thee now. And I had a pitch pipe in my hand, and I blew it. And I said, hit that note. He said, what do you mean hit it? He said, oh, I said, oh, do. He went, do. I said, do. He went, do. I said, do, do. I said, you got to come up. He said, what do you mean I got to come up? I said, you got to raise your voice, your pitch, raise it up. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, I went down where he was. Do. He went, do. I said, you got it. I got what? I said, you got the note I wanted you to hit, that I wanted you to sing. Yeah, okay, well, teach me how to sing this song. And I said, well, let's start with the first note. Do, Lord. He went, Lord. Teach me another note. We. Okay, teach me another note. Come. Go, Lord, we come. And then it drops, come beef. And he went right back down in the basement where he was. But when we got to the end of the song, guess where he ended up? Back on that do. Right back where we started. So that's why do is very, very important. But he wanted me to teach him 5 songs. I thought, man, it's going to take for a long time to teach him one. But he was determined, and he even asked me before I left his house, do you think I'm ready to lead that at our next singing night? And I looked at him. I said, I think we can do it. You know, I'll help you. So he wanted to learn four more. I said, why do you need to know five songs total? Because that's the number of songs that we usually use in our worship. And I traveled quite a bit back then. I was working for the railroad, and I would be gone. And he said, I might have to fill in for you. And I said, okay. So I record them on a cassette tape. He listened to them going to work every day. Those songs, those five songs, he learned them. He got up there and he wasn't into the beaten time and all that at that time, but he was just like, just teach me how it goes. And then after about a year later, he said, I think I'm ready to learn five more. And I said, I think it's time for five more songs because we're getting kind of tired of the 5-year lead. No, we didn't say that. But then he came to me. Now here's the part that I really want you to hear. The day he came to me and he said, I want to thank you for what you've done for me. I said, no, let me tell you something. I want to thank you for what you've taught me. He said, wait a minute, you're the guy with the voice and you know all the notes, you know I hit everything right and your voice is always on in tune and everything. I said, no. I said, I know, but there's something I was lacking that you've got. You've got your heart in tune. My voice is in tune, but your heart's in tune. And I believe you've got to get your heart right first before you start working on anything else. And your heart has been right where it needed to be. And that's what you've taught me. And really from that day forward till now, that's why I'm always hammering people. You got to get, do I like to hear notes on tune? Yeah, of course, we all do. But folks, when we get to heaven, it's not going to make any difference. There's not going to be anybody singing out of tune in heaven. And so, but while we're here on earth, we got to do our best that we can. And I'm going to talk about that on Sunday morning, about even Israel, back in the days of Israel, under the old law in Old Testament times, Israel had a master teacher, Kenaniah. He was an instructor of music. He was a leader of the Levites, and he was teaching them and helping them. And we have people today that are doing kind of what I'm doing right now, going around trying to instruct and help people do better to please God. It's all about glorifying Him. So anyway, so now when we look at this song, I want to show you something. A song, as we know, has lyrics, words, and to sing the words, people either have to memorize them or read them. And what do we do? We read them, don't we? Because we were taught how to read when we were young. But a song has musical notes made up of melody, harmony, and rhythm. And for people to sing the melody, harmony, and rhythm, you either have to memorize that or read the music. And we don't have many music readers today. We got a lot of people that memorize, and they hear their part, and they sing their part because what they've heard. And that's fine. But when I go back to Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. But here's the part. Teaching and admonishing one another. You don't have to read music to teach and admonish your brethren and others that are around you. So that's something that I've learned through the years, and I'm grateful and thankful for people that have helped show that to me. But the command from God to sing requires learning something about it. You know, what did the disciples say to the Lord? Teach us how to pray. Yeah. We're going to look at some verses on Sunday morning about praying and singing in one verse together. Sing, pray with the Spirit and with the understanding. Sing with the Spirit and with the understanding. Paul and Silas were in a Philippian prison praying and singing hymns to God. So singing and praying is something that really we just need to keep learning more and more about, because it's all about praising Him. Now, when we take the song, God is Love, we take the notes out, take the words out of it. You see the five lines up there at the top? And then you see the five lines down here. This area right here, it just spread open so you can put the lyrics in there. Take the lyrics out, they all come back together. And so But we open it up, and so the songwriter will put up there at the top, he'll put that little symbol called the G clef or the treble staff symbol, and that's where sopranos and altos are singing. All right, and then he'll put down the F clef sign, the bass staff sign for the basses and tenors where they sing. And then puts in a key signature to determine the pitch of a song. Already, we started a while ago with the song in the key of C. Do, then we did one in the key of D. Do. So then he'll come along and he'll put in a four. He'll put in a time signature, either 2/4, 2/2, 3/2, 3/4, 4/4, and others. We'll talk more about that tomorrow evening. So now let's come back to the soprano notes. Here is the soprano. Do. Okay, sopranos. Come, let us all unite to sing. Now we're going to do that again. Y'all do that again, but now we're going to add the alto in. See, that was just like a solo, like just one part. Come, let us all unite to sing. Now we put in the alto. Come, let us all unite to sing. Did y'all, what do we have here now? We have harmony. We have a duet. Now we're going to put in the tenor. Do, y'all ready? Do, mi tenor. Come, let us all
unite to sing.
Now we got, it's starting to build up, fill up the room, is it, with harmony. Now we got three parts. Soprano, alto, tenor. Now we're going to put in the bass. Do, all right, everybody. Come, let us
all unite to sing.
All right, see, that filled up the room with four-part harmony. All right, now if I got up there, if I got up here to lead this song, and I'm not going to use any kind of thing to help me get the pitch, to get the correct pitch, y'all were all able to hit that, weren't you? You're able to sing that because the songwriter put it in a key so that all four parts can sing. Suppose I do this. I just grab a pitch. Okay, sopranos, ready? Come, let us all you. Okay. Folks, that happens quite a bit in places where a song leader will just say, I'm just going to grab a pitch out of the air and starts doing that, and it just collapses. Everything collapses around it. What happens is that is distracting in our worship. That's why it's important that the one that's going to lead us in worship do it as best he can so that all of God's singers can sing and worship together. So that's why you just don't grab it. You know, like I've had guys that tell me, well, I've been told I have perfect pitch. And I said, show me. And I'll get a song, and I'll get a song out, and then they'll get one. Oh, well, this is my favorite one. I said, well, go ahead and pitch it for me. Well, they'll grab a pitch that's so far away from where it needs to be. Usually it's way too low. But all right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this. Now, sopranos, you're going to sing this four times. And altos, you're going to come in the second time. Tenors, you'll come in the third time. Bass, you'll come in the fourth time. And then we're going to go right to the chorus. All right, let's go. Ready. Do. Come, let us all you.
Add the out. Come, let us all unite to sing. Come, let us all unite to sing. Come, let us all unite
to sing. Good, that's good. Now do the chorus. God is God is
love.
Come, let us all unite to sing that God is love. Very good, very good. You know this song, Just As I Am, I Come Broken? All right, what I want to do is point out in the third verse, sopranos, you'll be doing that first part yourself, and you'll be like down here. Do, so, mi, do. You'll be just as I am. I would be lost. And then we'll put the alto. But mercy and grace, my freedom ball. And then we'll have the tenor. And now to glory. That's good. And the bass says, come in here. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. I come. All right. That's the way it will happen when we get to the third verse. Let's go at the beginning now. Do, so mi do, mi tenor. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come, just as am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. O Lamb of God, I come, I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcome with open arms, praise God, just as I am. Just as I am, I would be lost, but mercy and grace, my freedom bought.
And now to glory
in thy cross, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. I come broken to be mended. I come wounded to be healed. I come desperate to be rescued. I come empty to be filled. I come guilty to be pardoned by the blood of Christ the Lamb. And I'm welcome with open arms, praise God, just as I am. Praise God, just as I am. Very good. And then here's another one that's kind of been out for a few years called A Shield About Me. Do. Now the only one has that note, do, or the alto, that triangle shape. You'll see that right there. Do. Where the sopranos go? Me. Where the tenors and basses go? So. There's your starting note. Me. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory, you're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory, you're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. 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 You're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. 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 You're the lifter of my head.
Was that new to some of you? You all did it very, very well. You just really picked up on it very, very well. All right. Now, let me talk about tempo. There are songs in our hymn book that are meant to be sung slow. That was not in our hymn book, but it's not a fast song, is it? It's one that's slower. But then there are songs that are meant to be sung fast. And then there are some that are right in between. But when I go to places, I'll ask the question, and I don't really ask it too much anymore, but I would ask the question, what seemed to be the problem that y'all are having here? And this is what I'd get. Slow. Everything's done slow. And the reason I don't ask that too much anymore is that the last time I think I asked it, somebody said pretty loudly, "We just don't know how to sing around here." It had nothing to do with tempo. It had to do with his own house. And boy, I'm telling you what, that person was right on. Because my wife wasn't with me on that trip, and I called her the first night. I said, "It's going to be a long week where I am." She said, "Why?" Because they told me they don't know how to sing, and they really were correct about that. And I haven't been back. I guess I didn't do much for them, didn't help them out. But my brother contacted me. He's 3 years older than me. And he contacted me and said, they're giving me some time to teach a song leading class where he lives and where he attends. And I said, "How much time are they going to give you?" And he said, "1 hour." 1 hour a month? 1 hour a week? No, just 1 hour. I said, "Well, Joe, you don't have time to teach what our dad used to teach us about pitch and rhythm. But I think what I would do, when you sit down with those men, just start at the very beginning of the songbook, open it up, and look at the title. And let the title determine whether or not you're going to sing it slow, or moderate speed, or fast." And I think he went to the first song was "Holy, Holy, Holy," number one. Number two, "Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah." He said, "Oh, I do that one fast." Yeah, it's a song of praise, isn't it? Let me just give you an example. "I need thee every hour." Fast or slow? Slow. Why? It's a prayer. What about "To God be the glory"? To God. It's a song of praise. So what I'd like to do, being that both of these songs are in the same key of A flat, here's our do. Do, there's a soprano note. Do, so, tenor, mi, alto, do, bass, mi, so, do. We're going to go right in from this into "To God be the glory." We're going to pick up the speed. So you can just tell by looking at the title of a song, kind of helps to determine the speed of a song. Do, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No,
tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded atonement for sin and opened the life gate. All may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
You know, both of those songs are in the time signature of 3/4. Both of them. I need thee every hour. 3-1-2 and then 3-1-2-3 and. So even though they're in the same time signature, doesn't mean they're going to be at the same speed. It's just that you look at the song, it really helps to determine. When you look at the title, when you look at the message of the song, read through it, say, yeah, it's a song of prayer. I'm going to lead that prayerfully. A song before the Lord. Well, here's some things here. Fairest Lord Jesus, most of you are familiar with this one. Fast or slow? I'll answer it, slow. Okay. I would lead it. I don't get in a hurry with this one. Do, there's a bass note, do soprano, do mi tenor, do sol, do. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son. Thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown.
Well, Christ for the World we sing. I pick up the speed on this one.
Do basses, do alto, mi tenor, sol. Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with loving zeal, the poor and them that mourn, faint and overboard, sin sick and sorrow worn, whom Christ doth heal.
When my love to Christ grows weak. Slow. We've seen this before the Lord's Supper. Here we go.
Do, bass, alto, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, mi. When my love to Christ grows weak, when for deeper faith I seek, then in thought I go to thee, Garden of Gethsemane.
Count your blessings. Yeah, pick up the speed on.
Do, bass, alto, mi, soprano, sol, tenor, mi.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
count your blessings, see what God had done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God had done.
What about God is so good? Do, bass, soprano, same note, do, so, do, mi, do. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. So you notice the difference in tempo? It's really good if the worship leader, song leader, when selecting your songs, that you put a mix of different tempos in. It really helps those that are worshiping to stay more engaged in what we're doing when you have some variety. I remember one time, I noticed a lot of times when I listen to a recording by country music, I've listened sometimes to other groups I probably shouldn't say, but some of the groups that we like growing up, like Eagles, when you go and listen to their recordings, you can tell that the one producing the recording is keeping this in mind. Put that down. That they'll have a song in one tempo and then they go to another tempo, slower. Then they pick up. But one time Vicky and I, we bought a recording. I don't know if you remember this or not, but we thought, man, that is so boring. Every song was the same tempo, and after a while, we don't even want to listen to it. It wasn't produced. It wasn't put together very well. I think as a leader in song worship, you need to think, all right, there are songs that are meant to be sung fast, some slow, some in between. Mix it up a little bit. It'll help in your worship to keep people more engaged. And I think about those that come in for the very first time that have never heard song worship the way that we've been commanded to worship God with a cappella singing, using our voices, and they're hearing it for the very first time. I mean, how many times have you gone to a funeral or something where somebody's sitting next to you or that you've never met before and they lean over and say, "Whoa, you guys know how to sing." Well, that's what we do. And we know why we do it. We do it because we've been commanded to do that. But they're hearing it for the first time and it can make really an impression upon them. You know, just a thought hit me. And I said a while ago about Paul and Silas in that Philippian prison, that here they were falsely accused, beaten with many stripes, thrown into this prison, and they're praying and singing hymns to God. And who was listening? The prisoners were listening to them. And then we read a little bit further down of the conversion of the Philippian jailer. Maybe he was tuning in too, like, man, who are these fellas that are in here? I mean, you know, we've beaten them and yet here they're praying and singing hymns to God. And I think about when people come in, that's the first thing they're going to see us do and hear us do is engaged in song worship before the preacher gets up bringing the message. I mean, and it's something that we all do together, men, women, and children. That's why I'm encouraging you to come back tomorrow evening for the 1 hour that we get together tomorrow evening, men, women, and children. We come together and we do this together. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. Here's something that I'll be pointing out more about time signature, about note values. Won't spend a lot of time on it, but you're already familiar with the scale with do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Let me just take through some of this real quick. Do. Now, 4/4, don't worry about the bottom number. Just look at the top number. Four, it means it's four beats. 1, 2, 3, 4. And every time we get to a vertical line, we start a new measure. Four more beats. Another vertical line. Start a new measure. Every one of those notes are getting four beats. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, 2, 3, 4. La, 2, 3, 4. Mi, do, Lord. And I'll stop right there. Every time I get to the vertical line, I'm coming down on one. One, two, three, four. Do, re. All right. Now I'm going to move it out to the three on the top. Three beat. There's only three beat patterns. One, two, three, four. Four beat pattern. Three beat pattern. A two beat pattern. Here's a three beat. Down, out, up. And I'll get y'all to do this with me tomorrow night. But one, two, three. Do, re. Getting three beats now. Five, two, three. Fa, sol, la, ti, do. All right. Now look at the two on top. Two beats. One, two, one, two. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Go back to a four on top. Now instead of one note in between each measure, or in each measure, we've got four of them. And I'll talk more about the notes maybe tomorrow night. But now these are quarter notes, so there's four of them in a measure. One, two, three, four. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Each one of them gets one beat. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Now we got to put a little flag on it, make them eighth notes. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. Do, do, re, re, mi, mi, fa, fa, sol, la, la, ti, ti, do, ti, ti, la, sol, sol, fa, fa, mi, mi, re, do, do. Then you get one with those two flags on it. I told you earlier, don't park on this. Get off of it real quick. One A-N-D, two A-N-D, three A-N-D, four. And y'all ready to do this with me? I'll slow down for you. One A-N-D, two A-N-D, three A-N-D, four. And do, 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 re, 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 me, 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 me. So, 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 so. Okay, I think there was extra dough in there, but that's okay. But you're getting off of them. That's the idea. Now, when all of God's singers get home, starts with two of those notes that are 16th notes. We have to get off of it. What a song. What a song of delight. What a song of delight. It's not what a song of delight. I sometimes talk about Whataburger. We have Whataburger back where we are. Not one of my favorite hamburgers, but it's real popular in Texas, Whataburger. And we say, let's go down to Whataburger, Whataburger. Nobody goes, Whataburger. Well, in Alabama they do, but not in Texas. Anybody here from Alabama? Please, no, I'm not looking. I'm not going to look. All right. But no, it we get off. What a song of delight. Do. Basses have that note. Do. See that triangle shape? Do. Where the tenors, you're going to go now to your note. Do. Me. Good. Sopranos, where do you go? Do. Alto, same note. So, all right, ready, go. What a song of delight, the city's so bright, we'll be wafted neath heaven's third dome. How the ransom will raise, happy songs in its praise, when all of God's singers get home. All of God's singers get home, where never a sorrow will come. There'll be no place like home when all of God's singers get home. All right. In closing, I want to talk about this song. And we're going to sing this song as the invitation song tonight. But written 1871, I think it was, Philip Bliss wrote the words and the music to this song. He got a lot of his ideas from a man named Dwight L. Moody. He was a very famous a preacher out of Chicago back in the 1800s. And D.L. Moody would tell stories, and I'm going to talk about another one in a couple of nights, but on this particular night, he was preaching a sermon, and Philip Bliss, as you'll notice up here, was an American composer, conductor, writer of hymns, and a bass baritone, gospel singer. He led the singings at a lot of D.L. Moody's campaigns. And he wrote things like almost persuaded, hallelujah, what a savior, let the lower lights be burning, wonderful words of life. And he also wrote the melody for in the tune, It Is Well With My Soul. Mr. Bliss and his wife were killed in a train derailment, and he was only 38 years old, and they never found their bodies. A lot of people were killed in this train derailment. But one night, Mr. Bliss heard D.L. Moody preaching from Acts 26 about King Agrippa when Paul said, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. And then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today might become both almost and altogether such as I am. So when Philip Bliss went back to his hotel that night, that was in his mind. He could not go to sleep. And he started writing this song. First verse, almost persuaded, now to believe, almost persuaded, Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go spirit, go thy way, some more convenient day, on thee I'll call. Then in stanza two, almost persuaded, come today. Almost persuaded, turn not away. Jesus invites you here, angels are lingering near. Prayers rise from hearts so dear, O wonder, come. Then in the third verse, I was looking at this last night, of how many times he used almost in the third verse. In a total song, I believe I counted 9 times he used the word almost. That's what Agrippa said, almost you persuade me to become a Christian. Almost persuaded, harvest is past. Almost persuaded, doom comes at last. Almost cannot avail, almost is but to fail. Sad, sad that bitter well, almost but lost. Almost. Playing golf with my grandson several years ago, and we're on this 3-par hole, and we both hit our golf balls over the lake. His ended up that close to the pin. And I mean, he wanted me to take a picture of him, and I wanted to take one of, he said, I almost had a hole in one. I said, you almost did, but you didn't. I don't mean to rain on your parade, but you didn't. You almost made it. It'd been much better had you made it, but you know what? I'd be happy with this. But almost doesn't cut it, really, when you think about what he's saying in this song. Almost is but to fail. Sad, sad that bitter well. Almost but lost. You notice he didn't say almost but saved. Almost but lost. Oh, Mom, Dad, I almost made a 100 on my test. What'd you make? I made a 99. Well, you didn't make 100. You almost did, but you didn't quite. Well, our parents were still very happy with us. But almost is but to fail. Sad, sad that bitter well. Almost but lost. There's so many people that come so close to obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they keep putting it off, putting it off, and putting it off until it's too late. There may be someone in the audience tonight who's been putting it off of obeying the gospel of Christ. Don't put it off. Almost. You can't say later, well, I almost came on a Wednesday night on September 11th, 2024. Almost did, but you didn't. Now is the time to take care of that. If you haven't done so, now's the time to do it. Please stand as we stand and sing the song.
Glory, almost persuaded now to believe. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Sing now. some soul to say, go, Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. Almost persuaded, come, come today. Almost persuaded, turn not away. Jesus invites you here. Angels are lingering near. Prayers rise from hearts so dear. Oh, wanderer, come. Almost persuaded, harvest is past. Almost persuaded, doom comes at last. Almost cannot avail. Almost is but to fail. Sad, sad, that bitter well. Almost but lost.
Okay.
Fast hour. Thought he just got started. If you came tonight thinking, well, I don't know how to read music and I don't know the notes, and you had reservations about whether I'm going to get anything out of this or not, I hope those reservations are gone. If you look around and you see someone that would normally be here that's not here, call them up and make sure they're here tomorrow night. Thank you, Tim. Thank you for this. Look forward to the rest of the week. So let's all be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Jerry, come lead us in closing prayer. We'll be dismissed.
Dear Lord, we've come before you and with a wonderful surprise for tonight. Like he says, people, I don't sing real well, or at least I don't think so, but I try to get in there with everybody else. And we sure appreciated this. It really sank deep into my heart. And I pray that it will, like Larry said, let's tell everybody else that this is really something neat and you need to see it and experience it. We pray that you'll ride with us on the way home, keep us safe from harm, and keep us healthy and happy until the next time we get together. We ask all this through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.